Hey friends, welcome back to the Good PM Life. Listen, whether you're just discovering this career path or maybe you're actively trying to break in, you've come to the right place. Hey, I'm Sandy Lawler. I'm your guide to navigating the project management world. And today, I'm going to dive into a question I get all the time, probably weekly, and it sounds something like this. I've updated my resume. I've applied to so many PM jobs, and sometimes I even get an interview, but then nothing. What's wrong? Why am I being overlooked? I know it's so frustrating. And if you've been there, you're absolutely not alone. So let's go ahead and start unpacking this, because more often than not, it's not you, it's your presentation. So let's go deep on four separate reasons great candidates still get passed over, and I want to tell you how to fix it. All right, so naturally, let's just go ahead and start with your resume. Let me tell you what I see all the time. Well, you just list what you did. So you managed timelines, you led meetings, you tracked status. So all of those things are technically correct, but they kind of fall flat. It doesn't actually say who you are or how you made a difference. So I have a coaching client of mine. Her name is Jen, and she has worked in the operations space for a long time for a nonprofit. And when I looked at her resume said things like coordinated calendars or managed events. So when I was coaching her and I asked her, tell me about a win, she immediately lit up and said, oh, I reorganized our entire annual gala planning process and I shaved off 2 months of prep time. We saved $20,000 that year. And I was like, that needs to be on your resume. So I told her to fix it like this. Redesigned event planning process for annual fundraiser, reducing prep time by 8 weeks and saving $20,000. And let me tell you why that wording matters. Hiring managers don't want to guess at your impact. They want to see it immediately. So let me give you a tip. I want you to use this formula. Action plus result plus business benefit. So led, your project task, resulted in your concrete outcome, and then impacted your business goal. Simple as that. Your resume provides the opportunity to make a first impression, and you need to make a good and lasting impression. Listen, when a manager is hiring for a project management role, they are looking for people that can just do more than just tell them I managed some tasks and I led a team. They want to know the outcome of the work that you've done. Now, you will have further opportunity to explain in more detail about the work that you did in the project, but having on the resume is your first chance at really showing what you've done. So make sure that your resume is telling a story. I want to be able to look at a resume and be able to kind of tell what type of project manager you are. All right, now let's go ahead and move on to interviews. So you may know your stuff, but if your energy is low or your stories fall flat in the interview, it's just not going to land. You know, when you're sitting in an interview and you're talking about your projects and you're just saying things like, I hired some team and we managed some tasks, that's not impressive. So what I'd like for you to do is I want you to talk in detail about the outcomes. Every project has team members. Every project has goals. Every project has milestones. Yes, and that's assumed whenever you're going through the interview. What the hiring manager wants to know, and anybody else that's in the interview, is what type of impact you have made in your previous experience. Because they're going to look at that previous experience and the impact and see how that can apply to their current situation. So I had a client of mine, his name is Marcus. He was coming from a customer success role. He had really strong PM skills, but he actually kind of came across like he was just reading off a checklist. And he would say things like in the interview, I handled stakeholder communication and ensured deadlines were met. Okay, so technically fine, but super dull. So I asked him, what's a time when something went off the rails and you pulled it back together? He told me about a time when his client was threatening to leave over a delayed deliverable and how he then coordinated the team, realigned timelines, and personally updated the client every day until it was fixed. Listen, that's the gold. The hiring managers want to hear things like that, and they're going to ask you those types of questions. So instead of saying, I handled stakeholder communication and ensured deliverables were met, what you could say is, when a client was on the verge of leaving due to a missed deliverable, I reworked the entire project timeline with the development team, I created a daily update plan, and we delivered within 4 days. That client renewed for another year. See how it sounds so different? And let me tell you why it matters. It matters because you're being evaluated for how you think and act under pressure, not just your list of skills. These hiring managers are getting tons of resumes. And if you're applying for a project management position, most likely you have the PM skills. But that's not all that matters. You need to make sure that you're able to communicate how you handle things under pressure. All right, so let me give you a tip. I want you to start practicing using the STAR method. And STAR is an acronym for Situation, Task, Action, Result. But I want you to make it conversational. Think of it like sharing a mini story, definitely not reciting an essay. So in this previous example with Marcus, we rewrote that interview response by saying, when a client was on the verge of leaving due to a missed deliverable, I reworked the project timeline with the dev team, created a daily plan, and we delivered within 4 days. That client renewed for another year. That tells an entire story. It talks about what the situation was in the beginning, which was a client was on the verge of leaving due to a missed deliverable. Next was the task, which was he reworked the entire project timeline with the dev team, and he created a daily update plan. Next thing was action. So the action was that they delivered within 4 days, and the result, that client renewed for another year. Using this formula in an interview will take you very far and potentially get you to another interview. All right, the next one I want to talk about is pretty big. You may not be highlighting the invisible skills that make PMs great. And what are these invisible skills? Let's first talk about what are the visible skills. Well, you can create a Gantt chart, you can hold a Scrum meeting, you can facilitate meetings. These are the things that people see. But what are some of the things that people can't see, these invisible skills? These are things like conflict resolution, emotional intelligence, keeping teams calm when leadership is super stressed, and reading the room. So I had another client who was a former middle school teacher. Her name is Lauren, and she was one of those that thought she had no PM experience. But when I broke it down with her, she totally had been. She'd been managing chaotic classrooms. She was communicating with dozens of parents on a weekly basis. She was coordinating field trips with buses and budgets and forms. So she wasn't just teaching. She was running full-blown projects. Full-blown projects with multiple stakeholders, time constraints, and risk management. So how do we fix this? I want you to use language like balanced competing stakeholder demands, which were the parents, administrators, and teachers, while coordinating logistics for 3 multi-day student events. Or you could say something like, led emotionally complex conversations to de-escalate student conflicts, resulting in fewer classroom disruptions and better team collaboration. See how much better that sounds? And let me tell you why this matters. Glue skills are often what make or break a project management in the real world. Let's be honest. You can create a Gantt chart. You can lead a meeting. You can hold a Scrum meeting. But unless you have emotional intelligence, know how to fix conflicts, you have to know how to keep teams calm when the leadership is stressed, or you have to know how to read the room. If you don't have those skills, it could actually break you. Companies really want leaders who hold things together quietly. I want to repeat that. Companies want leaders who hold things together quietly. So let me give you a tip. On your resume or in interviews, I want you to ask yourself, did I help people work better together? Did I reduce stress or confusion? Did I build trust or alignment? If you did, say that. I have said time and time again that most people have actually done project management work. And it's about time that everybody recognizes that you actually have done project management work. And if you're ready to transition into a PM career, it's the time. All right. I want to talk about my last point here. My last point is that you're probably not framing yourself as a business partner. So this one is advanced, but super powerful. You know, a lot of candidates talk like task managers. I ran meetings. I updated timelines. I tracked deliverables. Well, all those things are true, but you really need to sound like someone who understands the why behind the project. So I had another client who was applying for PM jobs after doing a lot of IT support work. And he used to say in interviews things like, I led a ticketing system upgrade. So I asked him, well, what was the business benefit? And he said, well, when we upgraded the system, it reduced support response time from 3 days to 1 day and helped us hit our quarterly NPS goals. Listen, now we're talking. So I told him to reframe it like this. Led the upgrade of our internal ticketing system, which cut response time by 66% and contributed to a 15-point NPS increase in Q2. I mean, doesn't that sound so much better? And listen, this is why it matters. Hiring managers want to know you can drive outcomes, not just follow a plan. Because let me tell you, you create a plan in the beginning of a project, I'm going to just go ahead and venture to say that 100% of the time, that plan changes. And they need to know that they can trust you to drive the outcome, even if there's a disruption. So make sure that you're speaking in business terms. Use words like ROI, efficiency, customer satisfaction, and operational improvement. So let me give you another tip here. Even if you don't know the exact dollar amount, maybe you could tie your work to the bigger mission. So take a moment and ask yourself, how did my work make something better, faster, cheaper, smoother, or even more aligned? I mean, if you updated your resume to say, led the upgrade of our internal ticketing system, which cut response time by 66% and contributed to a 15-point NPS increase in Q2. If you heard that versus I led a ticketing system upgrade, it's such a huge difference. You need to be able to communicate what type of business impact or business benefit the work that you have done in your past experience made on the company. I know that getting passed over is probably very, very discouraging, but I want to tell you something. It doesn't mean that you're not capable. What it probably just means is that you're just not showing your value in the language hiring managers understand and what they're looking for. So let me recap, and this is really a four-step action plan. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to reframe your resume to highlight achievements, not duties. The next thing you need to do is you need to tell real stories in interviews, and these interview stories should show how you think, act, and lead. Next thing, you need to make sure that you embrace your glue skills. These are those quiet, critical people leadership strengths. And then lastly, make sure that you talk like a business partner, not a task manager. And look, if you can show you're someone who leads with empathy, handles complexity, and still drives those results, you are not just a project manager. You're a great one. So if this episode helped you, please send it to a friend who's applying for PM roles and really feeling stuck. Thank you so much for being here. And I want you to remember one thing. You don't need the title to act like a project manager. Your leadership shows in how you move, how you communicate, and how you lead from wherever you are. So until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.